my Bible. I am who it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. I will do what it says I'll do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You know, I wished one Sunday I'd come up here and remember to turn my cell phone off and turn the volume down, because it's embarrassing in the middle of the service for me to pick out my cell phone and start trying to turn the volume down. Because even though this is a smartphone, it makes me seem dumb. I can't get the thing to shut down. I kept thinking, what's wrong with you? But anyway, God is good. I want to encourage you this morning to get ready, for God has a word for you this morning. I believe that God's here this morning. He's talking to some folks, and I believe that, in case you didn't get Facebook with me on there, and in case you didn't know, this morning's message is worry or no worries. I'm here to tell you that God, we serve such a mighty God. We get caught up in all kind of stuff, and we can get ourselves so bogged down with worry and fear and doubt and looking at the problems of the world and trying to solve them. It's amazing to me how many people got the answer. Do you ever notice that? I mean, they always got to tell you what's going on. Anyway, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7 says it like this: do not be deceived, for God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to the flesh... I'll say that real slow. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh, will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. I don't know if that gets you excited, but I'm excited about, I serve a mighty God that's ready, willing, and able to bring me through all of the stuff and encourage me and bless me and let me know that, guess what? He loves me enough to give me eternal life, eternal life. Watch what it says here. And let us not, say not, grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all. Did it say all? Let us do good to just the people who deserve it. Let us do good to the people we like. Let us do good to all, especially those of the household of faith. Weary. Sometimes we just get caught up in life, and weary is to have our sense of pleasure exhausted. I mean, we just get totally, I mean, it's amazing to me how many people are tired. They're exhausted. They're going through that. Many of us are just plumb wore out of trying to figure out what's coming up next, of how to handle this and how to handle that. Many of us today are growing more and more weary because we are allowing ourselves to become caught up and concerned with all of the things and the stuff that's going on. How many of you, don't raise your hand here, okay? How many of us just watch way too much TV and watch way too much news? It's just, we're just getting caught because we don't take time. We don't take time to refill and replenish our souls like we should. We should be taking much more time, say replenish, to refill ourselves with what God has for us. I prayed this morning for the joy of the Lord to be restored to some folks. It's so many times we're running around and we're miserable. Miserable. We're full of stuff. I've had folks so many times tell me, I'm just so tired. I need a vacation. I need to get out of here. You ever hear that? I mean, anybody ever hear that? Then they go on vacation and they spend so much time on working on their vacation and planning it and getting caught up in it. And then they go have it. And then they come back and they say, "Woo! I need a vacation from my vacation." Have you ever heard that one? And then they go back to work and they're still wore out. It's time. Say it's time. For us just to back off of life just a little bit and refocus on what God's got in store for us. There's so many. So we get caught. We come back from all of that stuff and we get caught up in the same old routine of doing the same stuff and trying to get by. Oh my goodness. And this is what's amazing. We get so caught up and consumed and concerned about all of this stuff that we forget why and where we are. And we forget that God has blessed us abundantly. And we can look at the blessings of God and say, I just don't have enough. I just can't get by. He's tough. Struggling. How many of you know that God provides exactly what we need? And you know what? I mean, I look around. I don't see too many of us lacking eating. Or we're none. There's not too many of us that are in really need. We're pretty satisfied people if you look around. We're getting caught up in all kind of things. And yet, we can have all of the blessings of God in our life, and we're still miserable. We're going through some trials. The devil just getting the best of me, Brother Tyrone. The devil just made me do it. Well, you know what? It's time for us to set aside and put the devil where he belongs. We sung it today. We're under. Say under.
Under.
Can you do it like this? Under.
Under
your feet. You know, God has blessed us to be something called overcomers. We're blessed to be overcomers. We're blessed to encourage one another and realize that he's got a great thing. We don't get caught. The devil can't stop. He cannot stop the blessings of God. Oh, but what he can do is make you miserable because you're worried about it. Oh, I'm so worried. I can't. Ooh, watch this. Oh, I love this one. I couldn't believe it. But it can make us lose sleep over stuff, and then we go and we buy ourselves an expensive sleep number bed. Hallelujah. Sleep number bed. That would be that. Here it comes. We buy ourselves one of these sleep number beds, and boy, I mean, we even got heat and elevating, and oh, we got, in case she's, you know, she likes it hard and you like it soft, and oh, how many of you like it cold and some of you like it hot, and oh, man, then we buy ourselves a My Pillow. Whew! Now we got the sleep number bed and the My Pillow, and we can, and we're still tossing and turning all night. The My Pillow will not bring the peace of God to your life, I promise you. Now, I don't have a My Pillow yet. If you'd like to buy me one, I won't mind trying it out. Hallelujah. But it won't bring the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Oh, well, then we'll go and buy ourselves a new car, and hallelujah, and we show everybody our new car, and then we get home and we say, whew, now we got to make the payments. And the insurance now on the new car is much higher than the old cars. Oh, my goodness. Am I hitting home here? Do we realize that we get caught up? Could it be that we are being distracted in life? Could it be that we're missing God's blessings? Could it be that we're worried too much about trying to accomplish and compete with each other and trying to get better than the Joneses and the Johnsons, where they at? If we could just get better than the Johnsons, we'd be all right, man. Whew. Man, if Johnson's got himself a brand new over here, oh, where'd it go? It's over there. 5-string bass guitar, hallelujah. He said, you want to play that? I said, no, it's 1-string too many for me. I've played a 4-string. I can't handle a 5-string. That's God is good, amen. God provides what we need. Watch this. Luke chapter 19 and 44. Because you did not know the time of your visitation. Sometimes we don't realize that God is visiting us. And we pass right by the blessings of God because we did not recognize it was our day, our time, our visitation from the Lord God Almighty. Have you felt his presence here this morning? Did you know he was here knocking on your door? Did you answer the door when you heard the knocking? Did you say, come on in, Jesus, I need you? Did we hear his voice this morning? Did he talk to you a little bit? Did he just say, guess what? I got you. I love you. I know right where you are, and I'm going to be there for you each and every day of your life. Do you know we serve a mighty God? Do you know? Say no. It's our turn. It's our turn to step up. It's our turn to hear God's voice. It's our turn to run with endurance the race that was set before us. What the devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy you, I just got to ask you this question. How's he doing? How's he doing? Are we realizing that he's in control? Are we searching for the truth? Do we realize that Jesus, God Almighty, that created the heavens and the earth, the universe, he is in control. And the enemy tries to kill, steal. He's trying to rob you of your joy. He's trying to steal things and take away from you God's goodness and mercy and compassion. I'm here to tell you that the devil will tell you that you don't have enough to make it to next week. Uh-oh. But see, this is what we got to get to. We got to get to, but glory to God. We need to look at the devil and say, yeah, but I got enough for today. Hallelujah. See, because tomorrow has enough worries for itself. I'm just going to make sure we get by today. See, you can get so caught up in worrying about tomorrow that you forget the blessings of today. We sang a song this morning. I had to play it. I don't know if you heard it. It was pretty nice. It said, day by day. Oh, my goodness. Day by day. That's actually an old hymn that DC Talking took and revamped. Now, I know you're thinking, oh, hymn. No, it was redone, of course. He modernized it and he put some new words in it. But day by day, watch what this says. Watch, 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing. Oh, come on. The old man is dying. But thank you, Lord, for the new man. Thank you for the inner man that is being renewed day by day. Day by day. Oh, my goodness. We serve a mighty God. And today's the day that he's reaching into your heart. Today's the day that he's getting your attention. Today's the day that he's speaking your name. What? My name? Yeah. Are we hearing his call? Do we hear his cry? Do we hear our cry? Oh, Lord, attend unto my prayers that are made in this place. Do we realize that it's time? Say time. It's time for us to reach out and get past the cares and the worries and the problems that'll pull you down. How many of you been pulled down that you've been, oh my goodness. And we're worried and we're in fear and we're worried and we're fearful and we're, oh my. And we caught up. Last week I talked about a little bit about soaring. I talked about the last week I was praying for a fella and I said, I see you soaring. And I believe that the Lord wants to bring some people up to another elevation. He wants to bring us up out of the miry clay. He wants to set your feet upon the rock, Christ Jesus. He wants us to hear his voice because he wants to bring us up and get above the stuff. Above the stuff. Don't be caught up and consumed. Oh, my goodness, with the stuff of this world. Watch this. Therefore, I say to you, watch Matthew 6:25. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Oh, that's some of us have got. So we got to have the goods. What your body will you put on. It is life not more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Which of you by worrying, which of you by worrying can add one cubic to your stature? Have you worried yourself to frustration? Have you worried yourself and caught up into situations in life where you're just trying to get by? I just don't understand. Where's my daughter? Say, let it go. Say, let it go. Don't you wish you could sing like that? I do. Let it go. I just holler, let it go. You got to learn. Say, learn. You got to learn to let it go and not allow the devil to lie to you. He tries his hardest to take away from what God has for you, for us. We got to keep our focus on Jesus. Watch this. In Psalms 37:25, it says, I've been young. Any of y'all been young? I hate this part. And now I'm old. Yet, I've not yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants out begging bread. I'm here to tell you that God always provides. He always provides. And you know, sometimes we get worried. Oh, could it Hey, I mean, I'm here to tell you that, man, there's been many years at the end of the year when I did my income tax. I said, man, is that all we made? I was like, we sure lived a lot better than that. Anybody? Oh, y'all wanners, huh? Y'all didn't live that good, huh? Okay. You see, that, you know why? Your cup's not full. Huh? My cup is full and it's running over. I'm here to tell you when. Say when. When we follow Jesus, when we follow his direction, when we realize that he's in control, you can't help but be blessed. You can't help but see how good God is. We can't help but watch and see what God's going to do in you. God is here this morning. And you know what? So many people are worried about tomorrow. Worry about it. Get up and get a job. Don't worry. Don't fret. Get up. Go. Say go. You know what? If you can't work, you know, the Bible says you can't eat. Well, come on now. If you're crippled and messed up and all can, you can't get out. And you can find a computer job. You can't find a computer job. Go see Bob. He's got plenty of money. He'll give you some. You won't go hungry. You won't go hungry, especially around here. I mean, somebody gonna bring you a hamburger or something. You can go to the kitchen and get a burger. You'll eat on that all week. That thing's so big. You know what? God is ready to watch this. The descendants out, baby. He is even merciful and lends. Why did you? I don't know if you ever read scripture, but look what it says here. God is merciful and lends. You know what that actually is saying? He gives in advance. Oh, my gosh. You see, when you're faithful to God, he's not going to be a debtor to no man. When you're faithful to God, man, when you give to God, I don't mean, don't stick the dollar sign in front of that. I'm not asking, now we're going to take an offering. Hallelujah. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you give to God. Oh, my goodness, all of yourself. When you give to God, he will not be a debtor to no one. He's going to outgive you. You will, say will, be blessed. You will know that God is in control. Oh, sometimes he'll make you struggle. Have anybody ever struggled? That's because we worried about it. Huh? You see, when we start worrying and fretting and doubting and trying to figure out, well, God, how are you going to do this? I love what Pastor Ron used to say around here a long time ago, pastor before me, Brother Ron. He said it like this. He goes, well, God, let's see how you'll get me out of this one. I like that thought. I was like, yeah, God, I receive that. Okay, God, how are you going to get us out of this one? Now, that's not to say go get yourself caught up in debt. Now, you got to be something called a good steward of what you put in charge of, okay? Let's read all of the scriptures, all right? You don't get carried away and say, I'll just go charge it. I'll just go do what I want. Hallelujah. And then you're expecting God to take care of you. No, that's called stupid. No, I didn't say that. Then he's talking to somebody. God's talking to somebody here. Watch this. And his descendants are blessed. Huh? Even his descendants are blessed. I'm talking to somebody in here this morning. I want to talk to some real people. Y'all real? Anybody in here real? Have you ever felt a little struggle in your life? Have you ever felt, you know, and you ever worry about something way too much, and you can't sleep at night? And there's somebody here right now that you're struggling with your sleep right now. The Lord says, put it off, let it go. Just surrender. Say surrender. Just surrender to what God has in store for you. Touch your neighbor. Touch your neighbor real quick. Say, wake up. Say, the Lord's speaking to you. The Lord's speaking to you. Say, me. Don't get caught up. Don't get caught up in fear. Don't get caught up. Oh, my goodness. Say, loose me, Lord. oh, we got to drop some chains. We got to get caught up. We got to get realize that the God we serve, the God of freedom. We serve a God that wants to pull you up away from the chains, away from the binds, away from the stuff that's trying to destroy you. He wants to set some folks free today. Today, Lord, I choose to be free. I choose to be free. Yes. Matthew chapter 6 and 22 says this, The lamp of the body is the eye, and if therefore the eye is good, the whole body is full of light. But if the eye is bad, the whole body is full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Now, sometimes we read scripture and it kind of gets us a little baffled. You ever read a scripture and you're just kind of like, what the heck? If the light in me is darkness, well, that's if we're running after God, but we're truly not surrendering. Darkness is still in our life. We're playing with the stuff. We're playing with the darkness, and we're asking God to bless us. How deep, how dark is your darkness? I don't know, but shake it off. Say, it's time. Time to shake off that stuff and realize that we are overcoming child of the King. We're children. We're in the kingdom of God. Are we ready to reach out and be a part, say a part, of the kingdom of God? Do we realize that we're children of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Almighty God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end? He's behind us and he's before us. He knows. He knows right where we are. Oh, you can't play. I've seen so many people try to play Christianity. I've seen people try to play church. Hallelujah. They know when to say amen. They know how to sing hallelujah. They know how to sing the word. Woo, Jesus. They get even, watch this, they even get their leg going. Hallelujah. They get their Elvis leg moving. Hallelujah. But then they walk out the door and they can't stand their brothers and sisters in the natural, and their cousins, and their Christians. Oh, my goodness. I just, but you don't understand what they did. That's okay. I don't have to. Jesus did. He paid the price. He said, forgive them as I forgive you. In the same manner, in the same amount that you forgive, you are forgiven. Uh-oh. What measure are you using? I want total forgiveness. I don't know about you, but I want total forgiveness. So then we have to forgive totally. Say totally. Totally. I ain't doing it. Okay, it's your baby. You can deal with it as long as you want. It's like if we pick up a camera and you're trying to focus in on something. Have you ever picked up one? You know, I'm talking to the previous generation, I guess, here that actually had cameras and focus, not just cell phones, with autofocus everything. They actually had to turn the lens and focus it and clear it up. Have you ever seen something that's out of focus? Well, sometimes in our life, we get things out of focus, distorted, good word, distorted. We don't see it clearly. Things are blurry. We're trying to figure it out. But just like that lens, it's time for us to focus in. It's time for us to bring life, say life, into focus. We gotta set our focus right. We got to get clear vision. We got to understand that God is in control and he's trying. You know, we say come and we say, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Told you I couldn't sing. I'm sorry. Open the eyes of my heart. I'll do a little better this time. I want to see you. Oh, but Lord, I want to see you, but I don't want to have to clean up my vision. I don't want to have to clean up anything. I just want to see you high and lifted up. Oh, Lord, change my heart, oh, God. Not all of it, though. Change my heart, oh, God. Oh, I want to love you so. But I don't want to love Murray. Oh, what's wrong with Murray? Well, a lot of things, but we won't get into that, right, Murray? Don't have enough time, he said. Don't want to get into focusing in on anybody's life, because if we focus in on anybody here, if we look at anybody, including me here, then we can get distracted We can get caught up in, self-righteousness. Hallelujah. If they was as good as I was, it would all be all right. It is funny, ain't it? That's so sad. Cleanse up. Realize that God wanted it. You know what? There's a man in the Bible that Jesus touched to heal. And he said, how you look, how you see it? And he was blind. And he said, how you see it? He says, I see men as trees. Sometimes we just see in people as things, as trees, as ways to get to where we need to be. And sometimes, we need a second touch. How many need a second touch right now? Father, reach out right now and touch them again, Lord. Touch them again, Lord. We need a second touch from the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus. We need a second touch. Touch me again today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Jesus says in the scriptures a little further down, he says, don't worry about the stuff. Here it comes. Watch Matthew chapter 6. For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows. How many of you know your heavenly Father knows that you need of all that you have need of all these things? But focus on the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things you're worried about, all of this stuff you're trying to figure out how to deal with, he's going to line it all up for you. When you put the priority, say priority. When we put them in the order of priorities, then we realize that God is first. Oh, my goodness. Now, this is going to blow some theologians right out the water. I mean, they're just going to, their head's going to explode right here. Watch. If they explode on side of you, they'd be all right. They're coming back. All right. It said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, watch. Here you go. It didn't say, seek ye first your ministry. Uh-oh. You see? This is where we get caught up and confused and off focus, because we get caught up into thinking that our ministry is most important and God's going to take care of the rest. That's not true. There's a lot of pastors now, no longer pastors, suffering. They got divorced. They got all kind of issues in their life because they didn't focus on Jesus. Amen? They set their priorities wrong. And God's doing something. Say something. Right now. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added. Say added to you. When we get God's word, inside of us, when we drink it in, when we taste and see how good God is, watch this. It brings us into focus. Psalms chapter 119 and 105 says this. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know, sometimes we're walking around in the darkness. Sometimes we need to realize that the light is on and it's over there and we've got to get to the light. How many of you ever seen A Bug's Life? I think it's A Bug's Life. And they turned on the bug light and he says, I'm going to the light. He says, don't go. He says, I can't help it. The brain is, I'm sorry, folks. Y'all got to deal with this. But in the same manner, that's how we need to be drawn to God. I just can't help it. I can't focus on nobody else. I see the light of Jesus in my life. I'm going to follow him. I just can't help but anything else. Because you know what? All this other stuff, say stuff, is a distraction. All of these other things, say things, are nothing but distractions, because the enemy, say the enemy, he wants to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to take away your joy, your happiness. And how is he doing that? By distracting us. We get caught up, and we need to stay focused on what God is doing. He's a light. His word. Oh, my. When we stay in his word, it brings us to where we need to be. When God called Saul, and some of y'all might know him as Paul, he said in Acts chapter 22 and 15, he says, for you will be a witness, his witness to all men. You see, wherever we are, we're a witness. Wherever we are, we're a witness. In school with those teachers that are mean, that's right. And those kids that are terrible, come on. And those principals and those parents, oh my goodness. Get caught up, and we get caught up, and no matter what, God is in control. Amen. We're a witness. Say witness. To all of those people. To everybody. To all men, the word says, for what we have seen and heard. What have we seen and heard? Did Jesus talk to you this morning? Did he tell you something? Is he talking to you in your life? If not, get in the Word of God and quit trying to ask Oprah or Dr. Phil or whatever else is on TV these days. We get caught up in the, listening to some radio guy. Oh, but he said this. Yeah, well, what did Jesus say? What did Jesus say?
Wait a minute now, brother. You're getting a little bit deep. I don't want to get into all that.
And now, why are we waiting? Listen to the scripture here. It says, for what we have seen. And now, why are we waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. Call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of the Lord God Almighty. Oh, Jesus, I need some help. How many of you need a little help today? Jesus, we need a little help to get by. Lord, I need you to show me how to forgive my neighbor. Lord, I need you to show me how to forgive, Lord. You know what? You better be careful what you ask for. He's going to show you. Oh. Yeah. Is Mary talking about you again, Bob? Watch this. Tell your neighbor, God is washing me. Oh, he's doing something in you right now. God said he's going to bring you into focus. He's going to bring you through. Yeah. Uh-oh. Watch this. Did you know that you're in a battle? Did you know you're in a fight? If you didn't know that, look in the mirror. You're all bruised up. You can tell you've been in a battle. You can tell you've been, why am I going through this, God? He goes, really? I mean, how long? How long are you going to go through this thing before you realize I'm in charge? Tell your neighbors, God's washing me. Oh, he's washing our minds, and he's bringing us to a place of realizing that the power of God is through the Holy Spirit inside of you. Have you ever heard the story of Lazarus? The ladies brought Jesus. Oh, Jesus, oh, he died. If you'd have been here, they were worried. They was all upset. Oh, and Jesus said this. Right? Did I not say to you that if you believe, say believe? Did I not say to you that if you believe, say believe one more time? Because I got to get this through to you. Do you believe? Oh, yes, brother, I believe. Do you believe? Or are you just repeating what the pastor said? Do you truly believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you know he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end? Do you know he's in charge? Do you know he's setting you up right now? He's setting you up. Watch this. That if you would believe, you would see. Say see. With your eyes, that you would see the glory of God revealed. Are you ready to see God's glory revealed? Oh, then turn around and look in the mirror and say, look at the glory of the Lord right here in this body. Look at the glory of the Lord right here. Look what God has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. I don't know about you, but he saved me just in time. Now I'm going to sing his praise. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to give him glory. I want to be a witness. I want to tell people, look what the Lord has done. Oh, if he hadn't done anything, I'll just move on. Huh? Okay, if he doesn't do anything in you, I'm just going to tell you, you're like Lazarus, you're dead. And it's time for you to be rose up. Amen. Now watch what Jesus said. Loose him and let him go. How many of you ready for some loosening? Loose them, Lord, and let them go right now. If that's you, save me, Lord. Loose them, Lord. Save me, Lord. Loose them, Lord. Let them go, Lord. Loose them. Loose them, Lord. Set them free. Let them rise up. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Now God's calling you today. Put your name in it and say, come forth. Oh, he's ready to break through some barriers. He's ready to set some folks free right now. If that's you, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm done. I'm finished. I'm done. Y'all ready? Hallelujah. Let's give God glory. Stand to your feet. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for a great opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to stir us up, oh God. Let us run. Lord, let us run, oh God. Let us know that you're in control. Lord, let us not worry. Let us not fear. Let us not doubt, oh God. Let us come under submission of your Holy Spirit. Today, Lord, do a fresh work in me. Say me. Do a fresh work in me. Jesus, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Before we dismiss, I got one thing left to do right now. We want to send a word right now to, what's his name? Logan. Logan, Wayne's nephew, this fellow that helped us out around here, his nephew's in the hospital in Austin right now, and he's very malnourished, and they can't figure out what's going on. So we're going to send a word right now. If y'all would, just face Austin's hospital, because he's over, he's in Louisiana, right? All right, that's that way. Okay, shake, turn around, face that way, put your hands up in the air. I know if you never did this before, it feels strange, but you're all right. Shake both hands up in the air. Hallelujah, Jesus. We send a word, Lord, right now to this precious young vessel, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to bless him and raise him up, oh God. Give him life and more abundantly, Lord. Fill him, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Bring him, Lord, into nutritional health. In Jesus' name, we ask you to raise him up. Say, raise him up. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you needed some of that, say, I'll take some of that, Lord. Hallelujah. You dismissed. Go get your kids right now. Oh, turn your cell phones on, too. Hallelujah.